Welcome back. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yo.
It's 34 past the hour, morning sedition. We've got a lot of stuff to get into with Judy Gold. We had her on the show about a month ago, and she actually got us into a little bit of trouble with some of the stuff she said. So this time, we were a little nervous, or hinky, as Larson says. Check it out.
So you did us a favor. You came in on this beautiful holiday week. It's a holiday week.
Right.
That's when we're playing.
And here's the deal.
Yeah.
I come in during the holidays. I have kids. They don't have school.
Yeah.
I have not a lot of free time.
Why didn't you bring your kids?
I get criticized the minute I walk in here.
Well,
I got criticized for what I said the last time I was on the radio.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Because it was bad radio etiquette. You got us into trouble. You know? It wasn't
okay, well, I have to give you credit that you brought me back. Okay. That's number one.
We brought you back. And not only that, but we let the thing go. And we just wanted to make sure it didn't happen
again. You didn't let it go because I got a call from Renee. And then I get in here and I get spoken to.
I had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with that.
So that was it. So I made a faux pas.
All I said was, where's my friend Judy? She's a half hour late today. Maybe that's why you caught a little...
I have kids.
What is that an excuse? You people with kids are like some sort of conspiracy.
I cannot
wait until you have a child. I got a seven-year-old.
Yeah, but wait, you don't...
Okay.
Do you use them as an excuse, Riley?
Yeah.
I mean, my brother... I haven't talked to my brother in 5 years. You know why?
Why?
I got three kids. I haven't talked to my brother in 5 years.
Right.
Can we hang out? I can't. I got kids. Hey, can I talk to you a minute? I just lost my arm in an accident. I got one of the kids under the sink. I can't. What do you do?
Okay, I want you to... are you planning on having children?
I'd like to, but it's getting a little late in the game, isn't it? How old are you? You're like 50.
It's not
50?
Too late in the game.
All right.
Too late
in the
game.
No.
Are you 50?
Riley had kids at 46.
My father was 47 when he had me.
My father was like 10.
My father was 46 when he had me. It's a
tradition. Father was 47. My mother was 40.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now my father's dead and my mother's 100. So, all right. But here's the thing.
What?
No, there's advantages and disadvantages of having kids at an older age. I mean, the thing is, as Riley will attest to, you're more settled, you're a better parent,
you know how to deal
with issues, that and it's not all about you.
That sounds exactly like you, Judy. More settled.
You know, you have not watched me. You have not seen me with my children.
I'm sorry.
So you don't know me as a parent. You know me as a comedian and a lover.
Okay. Why do you have to tell everybody? You got to tell everybody that I was that one guy.
Uh-oh, you're out.
One time. See, what happened was I was with Mark, and then I became a lover.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you wouldn't be the first one either.
That's right. I know. I heard about the girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the call from my wife. All right, so tell me about the kids. So you're older. You're a better parent.
Don't you think, Riley?
Yes, I agree.
You know,
you told me that the other day.
You're not as impulsive. You don't fly off the handle about stuff. You don't decide you want to go away for 3 days and party.
You can't. You want to play ball, and you're like, ow. That's the problem.
How do you handle the holidays with the kids? Your ex is not Jewish.
She is Jewish.
Oh, so you're both Jewish.
That would be correct.
Yes.
So if she's Jewish and I'm Jewish, that means we're both Jewish.
That means both of us. That the kids would be both Jewish. Probably.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
See now the donors.
Uh-huh.
Both Jewish.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You went to a Jewish donor place?
No, I didn't go to a Jew donor. When you go and buy sperm, right, you can go by religion. There's so many ways to buy sperm.
Assuming that they're telling the truth. Do the kids look Jewish?
Well,
come on.
Well, Ben looks just like me.
Yeah.
Do I look Jewish?
Yeah.
I have Jew face
all over me. Jew face and Jew hair.
I am Jew.
Yeah.
And Henry... No, Henry looks kind of Irish, eh?
Really?
Yeah. But so, Sharon is half Irish, half Jewish.
So that means...
And then the donor, he's like, you know, a quarter not
Irish.
Jewish.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you explained that to him?
No.
How old is he?
8.
You should tell him.
What?
That he's not all Jewish.
He knows. Well, no. Shut up! What? I hate you sometimes.
No, you don't. How have you explained the holidays to them about the Christmas?
The Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, Henry goes to Hebrew school.
Okay, so...
So, Jewy Jewman.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a lot of Christian friends, and he knows that... I don't know. How did you get explained Christmas?
Well, we said, why can't we have what they have?
And what'd your parents say?
They said we could have both.
And you had a Christmas tree?
My mother had a Christmas tree for a couple of years when I was a little kid, and then it went away.
I think that's sick.
What do you mean it's sick?
I think, you're a Jew or you're not a Jew.
I'm definitely a Jew. Am I not a Jew?
You're a Jew.
I know.
But
my mother has this thing for Christmas trees. What can I tell you?
Is she a Jew?
Of course she's a Jew.
100%
Jewish? 100% Jewish.
My daughter wants to convert.
She does?
Yes, she does.
So she wants a tree out of the
house. She came home yesterday with a dreidel.
Really?
Yes. And explained to me each and every symbol, what it meant, and she drew it herself.
Okay, she's coming over.
Yeah. Isn't that fun when they, like, because she's probably excited about the weird letters.
Does she go to a Jewy school?
No. No, well, there are Jewish kids there.
Right. How did she learn about it?
She learned about it from her friends.
Hmm.
Like about maybe 70% of her.
Now, would you be upset if she converted?
I wouldn't be upset. No, not at all. That's her choice to make when she's old enough. That's
Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah. Kwanzaa, too.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
My wife actually goes to the school.
All right, can you admit
Kwanzaa?
Can you admit Kwanzaa is a ripoff of Hanukkah?
No.
Okay.
What do you do on Kwanzaa? How do you celebrate it?
Light candles.
You light candles.
Yeah. Where do we get the hell from?
You light candles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't wear the flashy clothes.
Oh, there's plenty of Jews wearing flashy clothes while they light the candles.
Not the orange stuff.
Do you have to wear a kente cloth scarf?
You don't have to.
But people do,
right?
It
helps, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. See, that's they have candles in wherever they invented Kwanzaa.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
That would be L.A., actually.
Yeah, it's a ripoff.
Los Angeles has candles.
It's a little bit of a ripoff.
Did you hear about those Jews in New Mexico?
What?
The Jews that were... They weren't Jews. They were Hispanic, Latino people.
Right.
And they were in a church, and they were having a service, right. Yet they were lighting Sabbath candles, all right? And this has been a tradition in this church for hundreds of years, right? And it turns out these were Jews that turned into Catholics to escape the Spanish Inquisition, came up through Mexico, had no idea they were Jewish for 500 or 600 years, but these traditions were left within their Catholic mass that were Jewish. Isn't that a great story?
Yeah, but now are they Catholic?
Well, now they're confused. You know, they've basically been told that they've been Catholics for like hundreds of years, and they've been told they're Jewish. And there's a lot you have to do. You have to get used to a new language, praying a new way. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. They're called reversos or something.
Reversos?
They're reformos. Or
no, they're not
conversos.
Reversos.
Conversos. Conversos.
You are so making this up.
I don't think I am.
Is he making this up, Riley?
I don't know. This is the first time hearing him.
Conversos.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sounds like a game.
Sneaker.
No, it's not. Oh,
it is a game. It's
man, Riley got the sneaker before. Yeah, I said game. He said
actually,
sneaker.
Okay, you're right. I'm doing a little plug for a game company. Conversos is a game. It's a game that only Catholics can play, and whoever wins gets to be Jewish.
Oh, okay.
That's a great game.
It is. It's very fun to play on
But
holidays.
You know what's bad about
what?
That game?
What?
They have like a little knife,
oh, no.
And then you have to
get circumcised. Is that where you're going with
it? Oh, am I allowed to say circumcised?
Of course,
you can say that.
Yeah, do a little snippet.
Yeah,
have you ever? Snippet. Yeah,
you went to your son's bris. I'm assuming. Did
you have
that?
How Jewy am I, Mark? How long have you known me?
But my good friend Sam Lipsight is a Jew. He's not married to a Jew, but there was a discussion. And
they
left it on.
They did. See, that pisses me off, because that's the first rite of passage for a Jew, is the circumcision.
Yeah, but is it necessary?
You know what? There's many different... Why are you looking at the TV and not me when we're talking?
Because look what it is. It's that robot that cleans the floor. Go ahead. Come on.
I thought
that's
it was still
That's not nothing.
Montel.
Look at that. Look
that's
what
a smart
that
sensor technology.
Yeah.
It cleans the entire room.
Yeah. Well, you could just sit there and vegetate.
Yeah,
rite of passage.
No, I just think it's the first rite of passage. I believe, and come on. I have a friend, same thing. Her husband was French, is French. They're now not together. Shocking. And so she did not get the kid circumcised. And he's had like 3 infections.
He has?
Yes.
How old's the kid?
Thank God
he's
for my
like
mother
9.
And father.
Well, who's having sex with that child?
It's not sex.
Oh.
You know what? He can say that, but I can't say the other thing that I said the last time.
You can say have sex.
I'm so afraid. I'm like completely paranoid.
Look, we're going to try this again. Judy Gold is in need of a girlfriend. She's desperate.
I'm not desperate.
She's very attractive.
Right. I'm hot. I'm hot. Aren't I, Riley?
She's
a hot lesbian.
I am a hot lesbian. I have to say, I work out. I have 2 kids. That's the...
Hot lesbian with 2 kids and desperate. Tradition.
I'm not desperate.
Tradition at airamericaradio.com. Wait, I know you're not. Why are you... Am I not what you thought I was now? Is
no,
there
but it's like,
us?
Do you really think I'm desperate?
No. Oh, my God. I don't know. Are you? A little?
A little bit.
Oh, no. I'd never believe that.
Here's the problem.
Can you hold on to the problem until we come back?
All right. We need to discuss the problem.
That's fine. We're talking to Judy Gold. It's Morning Sedition. You're listening to Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition. Your daily wake-up call to arms. On Air America Radio.
We're back with
Judy Gold. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning's Edition on Air America. So what's it? I said that Judy was desperate. She says she wasn't. She said she might be. What's the problem?
Okay. This is what I think that there's another layer that we're missing here.
Okay. What is it?
Now, I got dumped. Now, I was with someone for 19 years.
That's a long
time. I know.
Did you guys, did you have some sort of agreement? Were you monogamous? What?
We were monogamous.
Did you ever, like, bring a third person in or anything?
No, it was so boring, let me tell you.
Okay.
But it was also, like, you know, I was so into my career. Like, it was all about comedy, comedy, comedy. So
when
I didn't
you
really
met
care.
Her, you still had the curl on the side of your face.
Oh, my God, I have to go. I can't believe that I have an audition in about 5 minutes. So, actually, I think I developed the curl.
From her? Yeah?
Yeah. So, but, you know, we were separate. You were on the road.
Yes.
You know, it's like
yes.
you were married. First of all, don't even start with me.
I know,
because
I know,
you were married and no one even knew, okay?
Now,
one comic, we're like, he's married? What? One time I'm on this boat, the Comedy Cellar boat, and he goes, this is my wife. I go, what are you talking about? You have a wife?
I don't have that one anymore.
I know. Now you have a new one.
Yeah.
You get? All right. Anyway. So the thing is, you know, we had, you know, we were like Bill and Hill, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we were partners. We were really, good, you know. Supportive,
right.
You know, good team doing things. But, you know, there was a lack of intimacy. And
I met her like twice. She didn't talk, right?
She's very cold.
She didn't talk to you.
She's cold. I got to have a partner that doesn't talk that much. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. She's very cautious, and she's a business person, and, you know, I have no boundaries. Anyway,
right.
So the point is that I got dumped.
Yeah.
So I think
awful.
That's where the layer is where I, you know, she's with the other person.
Ugh. So how was that going on?
How long was that going on before I caught him?
Yeah.
About
Uh-oh.
2 months.
You caught him?
Caught.
Caught.
Like, hello,
she's
here?
She's going to kill me for saying this.
Can
the
you say
Louisville
Slugger?
Oh, they don't? Yeah.
Cell phone.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, I noticed the behavior was changing. Like, this is someone who, like, I'm pregnant, and I'm like, Sharon, maybe you should turn your cell phone on in case my water broke. Like, she wouldn't, she's like, oh, I left it home. I can't find my keys. My wallet got stolen. You know, it was, like, always that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she was, like, attached to that cell phone 24/7. Like, always on the cell. I'm like, why are you? Oh, and then there was a name, and it said, for phone number, it said secret.
Oh,
so that's what really, is that?
She put, she actually had to write secret in?
Well, you
what
can
kind of
make, you can
that?
Make, you can make.
Okay.
You can make some number secret.
Okay.
Do you want this to be secret?
Oh, I get it. It didn't come up like secret.
She should have just said, I am cheating. That should have been number. I am cheating with this person at this phone number. Secret.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think the hardest part for me is the lack of trust. Now, I don't trust her at all, ever. I won't, you know.
Well, you don't have to right now, right? With that kind of stuff.
Right. And so, you know, I lost that trust. And also the dumpage. You know,
that's
I'm a top. Believe me, I've had plenty of opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plenty.
Yeah.
And
I offered like two or three times.
We kissed, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, but that was it.
I made out with a couple of guys.
So now, okay, so you're not desperate. You just, you've got a chip on your
Here's
shoulder.
Here's the thing. No, I don't have
And you can't trust anybody.
The thing with me is I'm a family type person.
Right.
I love my kids.
Okay.
I love, you know, I just love the whole, you know, two parents, kids, having fun. And
right,
also another life. You know, I just really, I'm like. I'm very well-rounded.
Okay,
like,
so sedition at AirAmericaRadio.com. In the subject line, put, you know, read Judy Gold's need for a lover.
Uh-oh.
Partner,
oh, that's nice.
Partner.
Don't you hate the word partner? Sounds like you and a
what
mailbox
do you hate?
Well,
what's wrong?
Together.
Partner,
it's,
lover.
I don't care. Lover, fine.
Lover's sort of silly, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like you guys all you do is have sex all the time.
Looking for love.
She said sex. Oh, my God.
I got a question for you.
Yes, Riley.
How are you going to establish, you know, the trust is one thing, mm-hmm. but the coordination with two kids and two people is a difficult thing.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have been dating Riley.
Mm-hmm.
She has the kids like two nights a week, so.
So that's
and
when
then,
you go out and do
then,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, they were with me all the time, and now they're kind of going to her house, so.
It's back and forth. Okay.
Yeah. It's not that back and forth because I won't let them go there during the week.
So who have you dated?
Straight people.
Whoa.
That's my thing.
Did
I always go for the straight girl, and then I get, you know.
The straight girl that wants to try it out?
The straight girl that's like, my God, I'm so confused.
Oh.
But I'm going to use you to figure it out, and then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, dump!
Straight.
Dumpy dumpman.
The two dates you went out with were straight girls?
One wasn't, but one was not.
Yeah.
And the other... Yeah.
Yeah, and what happened?
I'm not going to the home.
Did you go to dinner? When did she freak out?
It was an ongoing thing,
oh, really?
And then I just said I can't anymore.
You can't. It's like it's got to be exhausting
what?
For you.
It's I have emotionally I can't be dealing with someone's
who's like well, no wait I can't.
Yeah, I can't do this. I want to do this. And it's like no, I can't.
Play these games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I love drama and games. All right, I'm being really honest
but
right
one,
now.
But that
but, you know,
a little
I love
boring,
that. I love the drama and the whole, oh, my God, is she gonna, does she like me? You know, like, I love that whole. Because then if they're really available, I'm like, ew. Why do you want, you know what I mean?
How could you want me?
I know. Isn't that horrible?
It is.
Why
I say
do you
that
want
to my
me?
Wife
ew,
every
don't
morning.
Don't even touch me. Ugh.
Every morning I wake up and go, why? How
like,
could you possibly
right.
like me?
I need someone like to beat me up and tell me
oh,
I'm
yeah.
horrible, and then I'll be like, I love you.
Yeah, you're perfect. Hit me.
Oh, God, here we go.
Hit me. Oh, my God.
Domestic violence. She's advocating domestic violence.
Petition at airamericaradio.com. If you'd like to...
Funny and smart.
And emotionally abusive.
And emotionally abusive. Funny,
goals.
Smart, and emotionally abusive.
yeah. Okay.
What do you think? That's
yeah.
a, those are good.
No, I think it's terrific. I think you're going to get a lot of people, you know, because there's a lot of our audience
oh, wait,
are
can
funny
we talk
and smart
about,
and emotionally
wait,
abusive.
I have some other things. No yeah. fanny packs.
Right, of course.
No
does anybody still wear them other than our
oh
chief engineer?
Oh, my God. Okay, let me tell you something.
Haven't they moved on to backpack?
No, yet? These lesbians,
yeah.
some of these lesbians,
yeah.
it's just like they need a show about...
Fanny packs?
No, about, like, dress. I mean, so,
I know,
first
I know.
Of all, the fanny packs,
put your
the
collars
comfortable
down.
Shoes.
How about the collars up? What's with the collars
you know,
up still?
Right. I just, I don't know. It's
mullets?
Like,
mullets out
the
in?
Mullet, there are some bad... You know, it depends on what area of the country they're
yeah.
from.
Why do they have mullets on them? Because even in parts of part of the country, is that what is that?
I don't know, but there's other people with mullets, too.
I mean,
that must be... But the fanny pack thing drives me up a wall, because my mother's, 82. She has a fanny pack. That's
yeah.
fine, because she thinks it's in style.
Yeah.
But these are lesbians in their 40s, and they're walking around with fanny packs.
Oh.
But, you know, the fanny pack thing really grosses
well,
me out.
What other stuff? Give me some other fashion
socks.
Of the
socks with the Birkenstocks?
Oh.
Not
no,
good.
No. But are you going to be dating someone with Birkenstocks?
No.
Wear
I mean,
Birkenstocks?
No, I'm not.
Not like who would wear them all the time?
I need a
maybe you go to the beach.
All right, here's
or something.
An example.
What?
Here's another example.
Yeah.
One time, Sharon and I
okay.
were like, we'll go to the gay pride parade.
Why
you
not?
Know?
Yeah.
So we were in the area, so we said, we'll go and we'll go watch. So we're on Fifth Avenue for about, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look at each other and we're like, let's go to Bergdorf's and buy makeup. So that's what I like to do. Okay. So. You know, I would rather go to Barney's or
right.
something like that. I don't need to look at the drag queens.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. What is the alliance with the lesbians and gay men?
What do you mean, the
why
alliance?
Does that well, I mean, it's like, why do you don't...
Some people think there's absolutely no alliance.
Okay.
Some people think that the fact that lesbians are called lesbians and gay men are called gay is like, completely separatist.
Right.
And that everyone should be called gay.
Okay.
And then there's those lesbians who feel like, it's just that there's some women who are just completely, I don't want to have anything to do with men, I can't stand men.
Gay
there
or
are
not.
Places that are all, women, no men, which I find... abhorrent. I think
yeah.
it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then there's men that, just can't stand women. They hate women so much and they don't want women around. But I think it's more prevalent that there are women who do not want to be around men.
So
there's
isn't
that
really an alliance other than maybe a community alliance.
I think there is a political alliance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that
oh,
lesbians
yeah.
have helped in
right.
the fight against AIDS
mm-hmm.
and, just political issues.
Sure.
But there is this whole, like that women's music festival.
Yeah.
If you have a son, you cannot bring your son on the property of this woman.
I got kicked out of an event once.
You did not.
I did. I went to hear a lecture in Boston when I was in college. It
uh-huh.
was by a woman named, I think her last name was Daly. She had written this book about using photographs, advertising photography to prove that there's been a sort of earth-killing sexist agenda in advertising since
right.
day one. And I was very interested in the book. I found her fascinating. I was the only guy there. It was at a woman's space. And a woman came up to me and said, look, you're free to stay here as an American, but as a man, we don't want you here.
Wow.
And what did you say?
I stayed.
Did you get laid?
No. All right.
Sorry.
Judy, I love you. Have a happy holiday.
Are you done?
Yeah,
happy
done.
Hanukkah.
Thank you. Happy Kwanzaa. Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
Happy holidays
Hanukkah,
to you.
Hanukkah to you.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Hanukkah,
how does that sound
Hanukkah,
good?
Come lay be min.
Okay. That's it. Thank you. There you go. All right, thanks, Judy. We won't get into too much trouble this time. Okay, we're out of here for today. Is that all right, Riley?
Yeah.
But we'll be back tomorrow with Todd Barry, Darlene Love, and our favorite critics, Jeff Jarvis and Alan Richman. See you later, Riley.
See you tomorrow, Maren.